Old friends in a new home is the way University of Michigan Museum of Natural History officials like to describe the new facility opening to the public this spring. This is Lisa Berry, and I got a chance to tour the new Natural History Museum scheduled to open on the University of Michigan campus in April. Walking into the main entrance of the museum inside the brand new Biological Sciences building on the University of Michigan campus, visitors are met by the museum's iconic mastodon couple.
It's a really stunning sight in this five-story atrium to see the mastodons looming overhead, and the whales, prehistoric whales, are hanging above that.
Museum Director Amy Harris says many of the favorite exhibits from the old Natural History Museum will join a number of new exhibits with a 50-50 split of new and old favorites. When it was announced they were moving the U of M Museum of Natural History after over 60 years to a new location, Harris says a lot of people were disappointed because of the many memories they experienced in the old facility. But she says they put together a museum memories collection to try and help.
People chose career paths, they got engaged, they brought their children, they brought their grandchildren. It was really, really amazing to hear what an impact the museum had. But now, when we bring people here, they say over and over, we hear the same thing. I was so disappointed when I heard that the old museum was going to close, but this is so cool.
The new Natural History Museum is just part of what's inside the newly constructed Biological Sciences building, which the museum will share with the two biology departments at the College of Literature, Science, and the Arts, along with Biological Station and the Museum of Paleontology. The new Natural History Museum will have an interactive area where visitors can look through the big windows in the Fossil Prep Lab, a professional research lab, where scientists working on historic specimens will wear headsets and talk to visitors as time allows.
We could put on display someday. It's from the same age, so we have a whole fauna that was...
Bill Sanders leads the lab using a variety of manual and mechanical tools to look at life in the past and learn how the animals engaged with the environment.
Sounds a little like a dentist's office.
One of the tools he uses is a micro sandblaster, like a miniature jackhammer, to take the rock off a specimen.
But that's our main tool, and when you put it on rock...
There will be old favorites combined with new features in the Museum of Natural History and some new and improved favorites.
So go right ahead and pull the tall door handle. Well, welcome to the new Planetarium and Dome Theater. I'd like to introduce Matthew Lemke, who's our planetarium manager.
Matthew Lemke has worked at the Museum Planetarium for 29 years and says he's looking forward to working in the brand new Digital Dome Theater.
Planetarium is a planetarium, but this has state-of-the-art software. It's a larger dome. It is a modern layout of a dome, meaning we have a tilted dome. It's not just flat. And we have seats that you'll notice are all facing forward.
He says in addition to traditional sky shows, they can adapt what is shown in the planetarium to include other types of educational programs using full dome content as a teaching tool, including programs about coral reefs.
A system that supports thousands of species by making efficient use of often scarce nutrients.
On the outside of the new museum, you'll notice a large golden dome visible from Washtenaw Avenue, which is actually covering the new planetarium and dome theater. Among the new exhibits when the Natural History Museum opens will be their first new dinosaur on display in some 20 years.
These are pieces of slate stone that are going to be put around the base of our new dinosaur and some of the other large specimens in the fossil hall. There are 7 tons of it. We are going to have a new dinosaur, and it has a great name. It's called Majungasaurus.
As Harris puts it, a new dinosaur for a new museum.
It is a cast of the original skeleton, which came from Madagascar. One of the cool things about it was that it was a carnivore. And another cool thing about it, several other cool things are, it had really, really, really tiny arms, even smaller than T-Rex.
Hanging from the ceiling in the 5-story west atrium is another new museum addition, a giant Quetzalcoatlus, the largest known flying animal ever. Harris says it's based on a fossil found in Texas, which lived about 67 million years ago.
It's just the most stunning animal when you look at it flying here. It has a huge head with a long pointed beak, a long neck, and a really kind of small body, but big, big wings that are 35 feet wide.
art is part of the new Natural History Museum, a specially unique commissioned mural painted by an artist in Italy featuring animals swarming to have their lunch was printed in Ann Arbor and hung as wallpaper in an area with a view of the museum's new restaurant below, Darwin's. And in the lower level of the new museum is a community room where the entire back wall is covered by a hand-painted mural created by Treetown Murals of Ann Arbor.
This mural is representative of the Huron River. It's not an exact replica because not all these animals would be in one place at one time, but we worked with the Huron River Conservancy Group to work on what animals and with the various faculty as to what animals are in here. But as you can see, every time you look, you'll find another one. There's just so much detail. We just think this wall is fabulous.
Lori Dick is the Marketing and Communications Manager for the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History. There will also be a new museum store opening in April, made with ash wood to provide natural warmth in a building constructed with a lot of glass and steel. With several months until the new museum opens to the public, some of the exhibits are still in storage. Museum Collections Manager Kelsey Wiggins uses a drill to open the crate where the scientifically accurate, hyper-realistic model of a human ancestor complete with skin and hair is stored. Wiggins says the sculptural reconstructed replica of an extinct human will be displayed right next to the skeleton she's based on following a mini-museum makeover.
Luckily for her, I don't have to do too much. We are going to give her hair some brushing because you can see she's kind of got a little bit of helmet hair from having the packing material on her. So we're basically just going to brush the hair so it looks a little more alive and realistic. And then she's pretty much ready to go in as she is.
Over a million man hours went into construction of the Biological Sciences Building, where the Natural History Museum is located on the University of Michigan campus, with a budget of more than $260 million. Museum Director Amy Harris says they had a lot of help from university faculty, staff, and museum supporters.
We've had, I'd say, close to 50 faculty, graduate students, and community experts help us with the content for the exhibits. So we really have the latest science, and it has been a group project. There's so many people have been part of this and are really excited about it.
The grand opening for the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History is slated for this coming April, with a secondary opening of the second half of the exhibits expected the following November. Lisa Berry, 89 Watt WEMU News.